Just our new home, really.
Does it make sense as an argument?
Yes, it does. It does. It does make sense. But unfortunately, today, I am not quite well at all.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I have some tummy troubles.
Oh,
you know?
Fine.
Uh-huh. And just after I had some lunch here, I went to the bathroom, and then I just come back over here. The troubles are, they seem to be getting a little more acute than they were before.
If I can help you in any way, just say.
Well,
and if you need to scoot me out of here,
no,
just say too.
Well, no, what happened is that my helpers, she's gone off and she's soon returning, you know?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And and so
I understand you're...
So is that sort of inconvenience?
Yeah.
It's the difficulty to discuss something cogently, you know?
Yes.
In a meaningful way.
Yes.
So,
I understand you're a writer.
Well, yes, not a powerful one, though, you know? I'm just an ordinary writer.
Are you working on something now?
Well, I have just got through something. So at this moment, I'm not going to do anything apart from short things like poems and so on, but a major work. I'm not on any major work right now.
So you're looking for your next project?
Well, perhaps. Yes. Yes. So today is a sort of difficulty arises because of this stomach upset,
yes.
You know.
Will you publish your last work?
Well, the last one is...
The one you just finished?
Yes, that one is with the publishers.
Oh, good.
Yes, what you have said there does make sense. Of course, it would need some discussion. And it's there. There are some things that need to be straightened out some degree. Sorry. But one other thing. I'm sorry. Chief, the Ohm. I still retain the title of Colonel, and I still do have duties to perform. But then this, let us say, if something is going to be done in the name of the ruins, there's another person today who would have to be involved. I stepped down and placed him. So he's the young colonel.
Colonel Sterling.
Sterling, that's correct. That's correct.
I have a note from Sister P to him as well. We're convening a meeting. We're convening a meeting in Port Antonio this Sunday, to which Sister P has invited the culture minister of the Maroons that she knows, a man who lives, I believe, in Kingston at this point. And if it's possible to invite you and Colonel Sterling, then I would very much like to do so.
Yes.
And the idea was to meet at the Rio Vista Villas in Port Antonio and just discuss. That's the thought.
Well, now, with regard to that, I nowadays don't go out.
It's a very tough road.
Yes,
I can certainly see.
I don't go out. You see, I am. Nowadays, we nowadays over the world, well, most of the world, we use the word challenge, but instead of saying that you're handicapped, you know, I'm sure you will know that. But
I think you should see it as an advantage. You should see it as an advantage. You know, it's a very important thing if people have to come to you.
Yes. Quite. I understand that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that I don't see you.
Yes.
I barely see you. And because of that, that's one of the reasons that I don't. But somewhere or other, I don't know, perhaps it is not the correct thing, it's not the proper thing. But I feel as if I impose on people when I have to go out and be guided alone, and perhaps that's one of the weaknesses of my character. I grew up in a way that sort of I like to feel that I'm in charge of situations. To put it another way, I'm in charge of situations regarding my welfare, my goings and comings, comings and all that. I don't know if I put it the correct way, Scott, you understand.
I feel
as if I impose on people. In fact, I remember a very dear friend of mine once chided me. She wanted me. There was something that somebody else could help in, and I thought I alone would get through. Not that I would be opposed to anyone, but to ask for that help, to ask for that favor, was a bit difficult. Was beyond me. Mind you, at the same time, if somebody had volunteered, and I would be gracious enough to accept. But then I felt that I should not go and ask somebody and perhaps deprive that person of his time, to do his own business. And so this person, this very good friend, she chided me. She said, "Now, there are so many people who would have been happy to come and do something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you feel that you should be, you feel you are always ready to do things for people. But you scorn the idea." Naturally, it wasn't that I scorned the idea, but somewhere or other, as I say, it's a weakness. And now I'm looking back on those years, even up to now, I sort of agree with her that so many things that I could have.
But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it just the compliment of that feeling that makes you a writer? It gives you your, when you write, you're in a world that you control. You're completely self-sufficient in that world. You have nobody to rely on but yourself. And if that's the world you like, then it's perfectly understandable that you don't want to go into the other world where you're dependent on people to help you. I think it can be a strength as well as a weakness.
Perhaps. That is it. To go out there and have to be guided. Maybe, suppose it is something. Suppose it's an imperative. And it's a way. Some kind of person should say, well, I would always have people who volunteer to guide me along. But if it is not something that it is something apart from it, as I say, a moral or a legal imperative or so, then I always I don't find myself going out in these days. I tell you something, I have some American friends, well, many American friends. In fact, some of my visitors look like attest to this. But I'm thinking of a special few. And they were here up to in October, just last month. And one of the ladies, she told me, and she was so right. She said, "No, I should take walks." In the afternoon, and she volunteered to take her own. I promised her, but when she was ready, so I put it off. I told her, "Put it off." I just feel, so comfortable relaxing here because, well, I'm here many moons, as some of the Indians would say, and I've been very active in my youth. But now I'm nearing my century. Somehow or other, that sort of metamorphosis as Christian, I feel so comfortable sitting here, even on the veranda. Would you believe that? I don't know. I sit here and I would think, and if I think you can sit over here and get my own character here, and I found out a few lines and all that sort of thing. And so forth. I feel comfortable with you. Somebody could get the impression, now that I think of it, somebody could get the impression that, well, I'm sorry for myself, and so I am being a recluse, and so on. But I don't think it is that way. I shouldn't say I don't think. I'm positive it is nothing of the kind. It's just that I feel comfortable sitting here, and I don't feel happy in posing. Not that somebody has to come and guide you here, somebody. Otherwise, you are helpless out there.
So I'll go speak to Colonel Sterling, and would much appreciate it if you had an opportunity to pass your wisdom on to him on the subject. Yes. And I hope that it meets with favor.
Your suggestion there, it has merits, as I see it. It is something that could be followed through, and there is a possibility of it becoming a vehicle whereby betterment can be brought to the island and even perhaps beyond.
Yes.
You say your name is
Charles Nesson.
Nesson.
I tell you how you might remember me better.
N-E-S-S-O-N. Oh.
Uh-huh. I'm the faculty director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School.
Yes.
And my internet name is Eon, Dean of Cyberspace.
Yes.
So if you think of me as Eon, that's sometimes a little easier than Charles Nesson. Or you can just
I-E-N.
Call me Charlie.
I-E-N for Eon. Is that it? I-E-N?
E-O-N.
Oh, E-O-N.
E-O-N.
I see.
E-O-N.
Yes, Eon. Okay.
Like neon. Neon Eon.
Right. Why I asked, I thought, I was wondering, I have some two friends. The name Ian, Ian. Now, Ian, now the first one is.
Right.
The E-R-E-O-N.
E-O-N.
Oh, that's a name. All right. I see.
Would you allow me to take your photograph?
Well,
if it's any kind of problem.
But I...
No, you look fine. You look great.
I rarely nowadays take a photograph unless I'm in my, should I call it my regalia?
Oh, is this a regalia?
Yes, my what do we call it now?
I see a framed picture on the wall of someone in regalia. Is that you?
Yes. Up there?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
That's you?
Uh-huh.
May I look closer?
Yeah, sure.
Pretty good. I like the hat.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. All right. Well, thank you very much for seeing me.
I don't even remember what that looks like. Is it a cap or a hat?
It's a cap.
Oh.
It's a cap. It's got. It looks like it's blue with.
Oh, I see.
Yellow and white.
Uh-huh.
And you have on a red gown.
Uh-huh. With some along the neck here.
Yes.
I suppose. All right. I'm really interested in the meeting that we're having. Important to me. In fact, I'm interested in everything you have said. But it's just that, as I've explained, you know, that I don't travel a lot nowadays.
No, I think that's fine, and I completely appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And someone
but,
can.
But I'm always, when I'm here, oh. Visitors have come quite often, and I am always ready and willing to accept whatever little I can contribute to any situation, whatever. I try to give that something I'm doing? Is it something I'm not doing? I explain why. But it's something I can't believe my whatever gift I have. That's so small, but whatever it is, I give it to you.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Thank you very much. Very nice to meet you.
It's my pleasure. And I want to tell Sister P that I said my love.
All right. Wonderful.
All right. Good. I'll take care.
Okay. All right.